Hello, my name is Zafarian. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm calling about my husband has an active pharmacy intern license. And so when he goes to register for his vaccination, we're not sure how to classify him in order to accurately reflect, you know, how he qualifies, if that makes sense.
Okay. Did you pre-register with our vaccine line?
No, that's what I was trying to register him online. And when you go through the Alabama government registration site, it's, you know, it asks, like, do you work in any of these, like, occupations? And technically, he's not a pharmacist because he is a pharmacy intern. And I know right now the government has issued them to be able to administer COVID vaccines and things like that. But for him actually to get registered to get a vaccine and for us to accurately fill out that information, I'm just not sure how to do that. Because I know when we go to get vaccinated, we need to bring something that shows like our employment status or whatever to show that we fall into one of these groups. So for myself, I work in higher education. So I have like my tax form showing that I'm paid by the university. He just has his intern pharmacy license. And so I'm not sure what that qualifies him, like how I should register him.
All right. Definitely understand the concern there. Now, as far as that information goes, don't believe that specific information has been provided. It's been a lot more vague with him being a healthcare provider. I would say definitely to show that information, and that should be all he needs.
Okay, so when I register, then we can just click the pharmacist option, and then when he gets there, he can show his intern pharmacy license for additional clarification then.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, that answers my question. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
All right, you're more than welcome. I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information,
yes,
you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right.